Mixology Business Research. If you know your party's four-digit extension number, you may dial it now or at any time during this greeting. To hear a directory of the extensions, please use the pound sign. To speak to an operator, dial zero.
Using the dial pad buttons, please spell the last name of the person. For the letter Q, press 7. For Z, press 9.
Dave Mack?
To accept...
Yes.
Next matching name, press 1. To try again, press star.
Mac?
To accept this selection, press pound. To select the... One moment, please.
This is Dave.
Hi, Dave. This is Hashim over at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
I know you're busy. I don't want to take up much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that the bank mailed out about two and a half weeks ago. Looked like it was based on some financing that you had done with WebBank. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, it does. Right.
We were actually able to pre-approve for equipment financing and working capital. It looks like about $250K. So I just wanted to circle back and see what you guys got in the pipeline, if you guys might need some financing, any big projects coming up or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. So let me explain to you.
Sure.
That WebBank thing apparently was a UCC that was filed by Dell.
Correct.
Okay, and probably has almost no relevance whatsoever to either our current financial needs or the size of the company.
Oh.
We're about a $14 million company.
Oh, all right then. Wow.
We have almost no debt. The only debt we
wow.
have is to some stockholders that we bought out a couple of years ago.
Wow. Good for you guys.
Yeah. So.
Wow. Excellent.
We're more than reasonably profitable.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. We do all our own, basically financing internally. And in fact,
Right
now we're looking to... to probably recapitalize the company and go with some VC guys to really spur growth of the company.
Right, of course.
We've been in business for 20 years. So.
Oh, okay. Wow, yeah. That much growth in 20 years. That's solid. Good for you.
Yeah, from zero to 14 million.
That's great. Good for you.
So,
excellent.
So it's probably... we're talking to our local banking partner about... $1 million revolving credit line because of our receivables. Yeah. So.
Have you heard of working capital loans?
Oh sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's just one of the things that we specialize in. So mm-hmm. It's unsecured cash. Use it to whatever you want, really, and it's literally towards anything. And we don't have the whole process of the bigger banks where they, take weeks to tell you. It's a simple application, a 6-month bank statement, and then you choose whether you want it or not. But within 24 hours, we're able to tell you.
Right. Yeah. What's your rates?
Our rates always depend, but the loan size that we're able to give is 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So if you're, you're telling me you're at $14 million, you can get a pretty solid loan.
Right. Okay. Give me a range on the rates.
Okay, let's see here.
Let's say $1 million.
Well, see, the rate is going to be different each time. It's going to be based on the information that you provide in the application and the 6-month bank statement. Because when we give the loan for the working capital, we're not looking at like your personal credit. We're looking mostly at your revenue that you will be able to pay us back.
Sure.
In order for me to find out rates, actually hang on 1 second real quick. Let me get you a senior rep. He'll definitely know how to talk to you about that.
Okay.
Can you give me 1 second, please, sir?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to let you talk to one of our senior reps, Sam, right now.
Okay, thank you.
There you go.
Hello, this is Dave.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Dave, this is Sam. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, so I know you're talking to Hashim over here, possibly getting some working capital in place. What exactly are you looking for?
Well, I actually was asking for an idea on rates. I'm currently looking, you know, talking locally with some folks about a revolving credit line of $1 million. One of the problems that I have is that the vast majority of the business that we do is with Fortune 500 companies, all high-tech companies.
Okay.
And, you know, their terms typically start at 45 days, and we have some that run out to 90 days.
Oh, I see.
So I have $2.1 million right now in receivables. So I have $2 million cash in the bank, too. But, you know, I just don't like being a banker.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Is that kind of a usual occurrence? Like, is it reoccurring, or is this a one-time situation for you?
No, it throughout the course of a year, it's anywhere from 1.5 to 2.2, 2.3.
Okay.
And, you know, on average, we're probably running close to 60 days. A lot of the work that we do is, you know, custom consulting work for these guys, and we typically bill them 50% up front and 50% when we're done. Remaining 50%. We're frequently done with the job before we get our initial payment.
I see. Okay.
Okay. And there's, yeah, we have to contract for survey work and so on. So lots of times what we're doing is we're putting up our own capital, you know, to say on a $200,000 job, I might have $80,000 in survey work in it. And I got to pay those guys up front.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, you know, now, are you familiar with how working capital programs work?
Well, I'm familiar with the way they work in the Boston area, okay? I'm not familiar with, you know, I mean, they can vary all over the place.
Sure.
Everything from, you know, some of the guys are out there that say, we'll give you working capital, you know, especially if you're a small business, against your credit card receivables, but they dip into your bank account every day for payment versus, you know, fixed monthly or, you know, fixed term or whatever it might be.
Sure. So there's a variety of different, kind of programs that are structured differently as far as payback or, you know, if you want them attached to the credit cards or not.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys do a significant amount of sales through your credit cards?
Almost zero.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. Because, I mean, we have those programs, but it's just, you know, one portion of what we do. We do a whole lot of other programs. Typically for the working capital, it's going to be a term loan. So it's usually a short-term, unsecured cash loan for the business that you can use however you see fit. So if you are in the position where you have to, you know, front the cost for a project and need the extra capital to do it, a lot of times it makes sense for that. The terms range anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. So really what we do is we get you approved for the largest amount possible and the longest term possible and sort of work backwards from there. We allow you to choose the amount that you'd like to borrow based off that total approval, and then you choose the term length that you would like that matches up with your business model. So if you're going to, you know, receive your payment in a net 90, you can choose a term that matches up with that as opposed to taking a 3-year term, stretching it out, and paying the extra interest over it.
Right, right. So my original question to the gentleman that called me earlier,
sure,
was, you know, typically what's the range of interest rates?
Okay, yeah, so it's going to vary depending on which term that you choose, but we typically start at about 10 cents on the dollar, and we work from there. It will depend on a number of different factors in addition to just the term that you choose, but also kind of like your time in business, the industry that you're in. Are you the 100% owner of the business over there?
No. We're C Corp, but we're close to
Oh, okay.
Health.
Okay, okay. All right. And how long have you guys been in business?
20 years.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. Yeah. So, I mean, so what do you guys do for your gross annual sales?
This year we should do somewhere between 15 and 16 million.
Okay. Okay. So that, you know, typically we're able to free up 10 to 15% of that top line revenue. So you would be in the ballpark of exactly what you're looking for. And then any idea on how, what type of term you'd be looking at? Are you looking at shorter as opposed to longer, or was there a preference there?
I mean, if I looked at it right now, I'd say, okay, so what's a one-year deal look like?
Sure. I mean, like I said, typically it'll start at 10 cents on the dollar.
Okay.
And then kind of work from there.
But now, when you say start, does that start at 3 months, or is that a year, or...?
Well, it can vary.
Okay, I look at it from a percentage point of view. Okay, so
sure.
Am I going to be paying 10% for the year for the money, or how does that work?
Yeah, and typically we don't put them into an APR just because the terms don't always match up with that, so they don't annualize the cost. What we do instead is we give you an actual fixed cost that you would pay back. So you'll get an amount borrowed, and then we'll tell you the total payback amount,
mm-hmm.
and then. From there, it's a fixed cost. We offer discounts for early paybacks, and as well as renewal options where, you know, once you get midway into the term, you know, if this is something that's reoccurring, you can renew on that loan where there is a significant discount on the remaining interest balance.
Right.
So really, to give you some hard numbers, we can do it pretty easily if you want to see what you're qualified for. We just take a look at the cash flow for the business. So we look at your most recent 6 months of the business bank statements and the most recent business tax return. From there, we can then give you that total amount that we're able to approve you for and
mm-hmm.
give you a variety of different term options to choose from. And then with each of those term options, we can give you an actual payback number. So you can see exactly what you're working with. Right now, I can't really, there's just so many different, you know, moving parts to it. I mean, I can give you a wide range, anywhere from 10 cents on the dollar on a year, or, you know, 30 cents on the dollar on a longer term. But it doesn't really make sense to do that. What we can do is, you know, take a look at the actual numbers and come back with an actual approval so you know exactly what you're working with. And that we can do, I mean, we can have something for you by Monday if everything's in place.
Yeah, no, this is close enough information for me at this stage. You know, as I said, we're dealing with some local investors, and we're dealing with a local bank here, and you know, I'm probably going to pursue that. But nevertheless, this is
sure.
interesting and represents a possible option.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, do you know what type of options are you looking at with the local bank? Is it an extended line of credit, or is it a term loan?
It's a 1 year term loan. You know, and I think it's at 7.7%.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what I would say is, I mean, that's always a really good option to have.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, mutually exclusive to what we have over here. The lines of, you know, working capital, we can have those stand behind what you have with your existing relationship on your bank. So if you're looking into what they're able to offer you, and it's perfectly fine and well to do that and actually even get that in place, because what we have here, it can be used as a supplemental position to that.
Right.
We don't ask you to, you know, have an exclusivity clause or anything like that with us.
Yeah.
So also, you know, if you have, you know, multiple projects going on at once where something might pop up and give you a little more, you know, where an extra bump might be needed, we can absolutely step in right there and come in addition to what you already are getting in place.
Right.
So it's always a good option to have.
Yeah. Well, something certainly to consider.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Dave, do you have an email address I can just send you some of our information to so you do have it on hand? So if that does come up.
Yeah. It's dmack, M-A-C-K.
Okay.
At tbri.com.
TBRI.com.
Right.
Okay. Now, are you, you know, I know you're looking at the bank over there. How soon are you trying to move forward on it with them?
At this stage, it's not an absolute necessity. We're just trying to put things in.
Oh, sure. Okay.
For the future.
Okay.
We anticipate that we're going to grow about 20% this year, and part
oh, wow.
of our concern is that that's going to ramp up our receivables. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, also our capital requirements to you know, to do business with our clients.
Sure. What's driving you know, kind of that 20%? How do you?
Well, some new products, some new areas that we cover, and an increased size sales force.
Oh, okay.
Which helps.
That's absolutely. Yeah, that's a good way to do it. That's a healthy chunk of growth right there too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, was there, did you have any other questions on the program, or you know, kind of what we are, who we, you know, who we are, and what we do that I can help you with?
No, I had gotten some stuff a while ago. Your guy followed up with me. I asked him a couple of questions, and then he put me in your hands.
Oh, okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. Perfect. So, you know, I'll have him send out just a brief little email with our information so you have it on hand. And, you know, we'll probably try to keep in touch with you, you know, every quarter or so just to see if something does come up.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. All right. Well, pleasure meeting you, Dave.
Okay. Nice talking to you. Thanks a lot.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.